From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A spokesman for Iran's Atomic Energy Organization said the International Atomic Energy Agency will be informed Tuesday. Tehran will begin the process of increasing the country's uranium enrichment capacity, but still stay within the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement. Iran's spiritual leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said he's ordered the country's Atomic Energy Agency to ready 190,000 enrichment capacity. He dismissed as a dream by Europeans Iran will cope with sanctions and limit its ballistic missile program. The move comes less than a month after the U.S. pulled out of the International Nuclear Agreement, leaving European signatories scrambling to save it. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was in Germany Monday, urging them to abandon it.
What's important is what is before us now. And what we have agreed upon is that we have to act together against further aggression. And I think this is the right policy. We'll remain with open channels.
He also warned Europe could face another influx of immigrants from the region because of Iran's regional activities. Meanwhile, the head of the IAEA, Yuki Amano, Monday reaffirmed Iran is abiding by the terms of the pact.
We think that there is room for Iran to provide us with more proactive and timely cooperation.
He said such cases are not uncommon in safeguard implementation. In Central African Republic, a Tanzanian peacekeeper was killed, seven others wounded, when a UN patrol was ambushed by apparent militia gunmen. The incident took place Sunday in Delapoko in the southwest. The Democratic Republic of Congo's Virunga National Park, closed since an ambush of tourists last month, will stay so until next year. This is VOA News. More than